I found the path to the pond, and the most peaceful place in the universe, about 6 years ago, while wandering around Sandwich Notch Road. Moose Painting Pond, I call it. Its real name is Atwood Pond, but there's no sign saying so, and the path is unnamed and unmarked, and many years passed before I learned it was really Atwood Pond, and by then, it was too late. And I'm heading there now, on the small matter of a toad, and an old rusty pail, and a moose, and a painter. It's the sort of pond any moose would like. One muddy shore is stuck with reeds, and the other hides in the hold of a rocky bluff. The sort of pond a painter would paint. The pond means to be one pond, but the beavers have parceled it into thirds, using the snowman system, with the smallest, lowest pond, the snowman's head, melting finely down into the little staircase of a stream. To get to the pond, one crosses this little staircase, and then passes through a narrow bower of pines, and then mounts the sways of a hobbit hill, until one finally comes upon the rocky bluff overlooking the pond, where one sets one's luggage down and collapses in some discreet way, having arrived at the most peaceful place in the universe. It was in the pine bower that I first met the toad. As I stepped over him, he stepped under me. On my return, I found him waiting still. I lingered a while to see what might happen next. "The end," I finally said, and walked around him as he walked around me. As I come now into the narrow bower, I'm not surprised he's not there. It was a few years ago at least, but there aren't many fairy tales about 50-year-old men and toads, and maybe I ended the story too soon. I found the rusty pail hanging from a branch on my very first visit to the pond, and it can usually be spotted somewhere, on or beside or above the path approaching the Hobbit Hill. I have an attachment to this rusty pail because it's never where it was. Dangling from trees, full of leaves on a stone, full of water in the leaves. People do this, I know. Pick it up because it's old and from another time, and set it down elsewhere in a condition separate from the way they found it, as though adding a small strange word to the story of the rusty pail. But today, as I look, I can't find it. I rise over the Hobbit Hill, and when I come to the rocky bluff overlooking Moose Painting Pond, I set my luggage down and collapse discreetly. Having arrived at the most peaceful place in the universe, I look around for the moose I've never seen, for the equally absent painter, to somewhat expect a continuation of a fairy tale with a toad on the trail is a kind of fairy tale itself. To be curious about a strange new word added to the story of a rusty pail is to suppose there is one, and to look for a moose that is never there, and a painter less so, is, regardless, to find some arrangement between the things I make up and the things nature does. Who can tell me that the toad and the rusty pail aren't near, that the moose and the painter aren't on their way? For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.